Maharaj, I heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated Gopalbhatta Goswami during Chaturmasya when he visited there.
No, it's not. Heard from where?
When I went to Gopalbhatta Goswami Samadhi, that Babaji told me that.
Where in Shastras? Nowhere in Shastra. Everywhere in Shastra said he didn't get to Shastra. I mean, different people have their different feelings. You know, they want to be connected to a big person, or they wanted to. In other words, we're better than you, or my father's bigger than your father. There's a certain kind of abhiman mentality or ego that people want to. Oh, our patriarch. Patriarch, the top of our Parivar Sampradaya, or Saparivar family, our family of devotees, he's the best, because he's, like I just said, direct. So in that case, now you're saying that some Babaji in the Samadhi of Gopal Mandir is saying Gopal Bhatta took Diksha from Lord Chaitanya, and then Lokanath, and pretty soon now he's in, Lord Chaitanya's initiating everyone. He doesn't initiate anyone. He delegated away to Acharya and Nityananda to preach. Preaching means giving diksha. Away to Acharya is a Brahmin, Nityananda is a Brahmin. They're both Brahmins and pundits. And Nityananda was more known as an avadut, but he was his God. Away to Acharya is God. So they were doing the preaching and they were giving diksha. Away to Acharya gave initiation to Haridas Thakur also. That's in Advaita Prakash. There's no record anywhere in any book, Bhakti Ratnakar or anywhere, that Lord Chaitanya gave diksha to anyone.
So who gave diksha to the sixth Goswami?
Because it doesn't make sense, because God gives diksha through the guru. God doesn't give diksha directly. Even God in the form of, the first diksha is Brahma. Diksha means the receiving of the Gopal mantra, 8 syllables, 10, 12, like this. Or what is ours, 18. Ours is Ashtadash Akshara Gopal Mantra, 18 syllable. So Brahmaji, Yadadi Tene Rida Yadadi Kaviye, Brahma was initiated in the Gopal Mantra, 18 syllable Gopal Mantra, by Vishnu. It's in Brahma Samhita, the mantra is there. But he did it through the agency of his Shakti, Divya Saraswati. So Divya Saraswati, she's Shakti to begin with. She's Shakti Tattva. So God gives diksha through the agency of a Shakti Tattva. Shakti Tattva means his wife. So there's Saraswati and Divya. Divya Saraswati means Narayanka Putri. Narayanka Patni, the wife of Lord Narayan in Brahma Samhita. Her name is Divya Saraswati. It's there in the Sanskrit shloka. So Divya Saraswati spoke. So there's an example of Shakti Tattva. You follow? So now that's Krishna. So then you come to Guru. Guru is Shakti Tattva. He's Tatastha Shakti, Jiva Shakti. So he's called, Guru is called Kripa Shakti Murti. Parasya Shakti Vivadaya Shriyate Savavaki Gyanak Balakriyacha. God has unlimited energies, principally Bala and Kriya. Savavaki Gyan Bala and Kriya. By which he does everything. So the diksha function is done by his Kripa Shakti Murti and Asa Shakti. That's Shakti. There again is Shakti. So Shakti Tattva, Shakti Sarup, Shakti is the Guru. So even by Tattva and Siddhanta, you can prove ontologically by what I just said that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is not giving diksha because he's not Radharani. He's Radharani Bhav and he's Radharani Kanti. Kanti and Bhav. Otherwise he's Krishna. Panchatattvakam Krishnam. Panchatattvakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupankam. So he's Krishna. The Panchatattva are all Krishna. Even that first verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita glorifies Lord Chaitanya. It said, Vande Sri Krishna. Then it says, he came with the Bhav and Kanti of Radharani. Krishna. So sometimes people say, oh, Lord Chaitanya is a combination of Radha and Krishna. That's wrong. He's Bhagavat Tattva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, he's Bhagavat Tattva. He has the Bhav. He's not Shakti Tattva. Radharani is Shakti Tattva. So it's quite wrong. Many people say, oh, Radha, why? Because that originates from a phrase that was spoken by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And so these kind of phrases float all around different missions and they become gospel truth. And this is the phrase, you must have heard it, you'll see it in these books also. By this author. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So people get conditioned to a particular slant or idea of tattva, which may not be, it's actually Apsadanta. Understand? Krishna, you see everywhere, Krishna wanted to understand what the sweetness in it, what if sweetness is Radharani experiencing and serving me. It says Radha Krishna Pranaya Viraktir, you know that verse. So Krishna took the form, Krishna took the Bhagavat Sarupam of Gauranga to taste, experience the Mahabhav, the Bhav. Like you may be in male form, but you're developing Manjari Bhav. Right? We're cultivating Manjari Bhav. So that should be clear. It's unfortunate that many, not major, but serious misunderstandings are there amongst many communities. This is the verse. This in Adi Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 1.5 and 1.6. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladani Shakti Rasmad Ekat Panav Vapi Bhuvi Para Deha Bedam Gato To Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Aduna Tadvayam Chaikya Aptam Radha Bhava Duty Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Krishna Sarupam. Radha Bhav, Radha Duty. I'm not sure how clear this or correct this translation is, but it's clear. He says, although he is Krishna himself, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. He says, Krishna Sarupam, identical with Krishna, which means Bhagavat Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, not Shakti Tattva. So there's no. So by the basis of these things, we can prove that only the Shakti Tattva gives the Diksha Mantra. So that's how we can prove that. So anyone can say anything. He can be a Babaji, XYZ Babaji, PhD Babaji, any kind of Babaji, and tells anything. Oh, okay, yeah, wow, that's great, you know. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you know. Krishna initiated him, you know, whatever. So, but we should know the tattva. The loving affairs of Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of Krishna's Ladini Shakti. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, Eka Atma, like they say, Dui Deya Eka Atma. They are separated themselves eternally. They're one, in other words, the Chintya Beda Abeda. They're Beda Abed. Abed means no difference, and Bed means difference. Because obviously there's a Radha and there's a Krishna, there's two differences, but they're one in mind, one in heart. Ekman. So it says Ekatman, Ekman, Bhuvipara Deha Bedam. It says, ekatman means ek, they have one mind. Like, the mind is love. So Krishna wants to taste the love of Radharani. She wants to taste the center point, the oneness, is the love, the prema. They're nourishing each other's prema. Deha bedam, but there's a difference. The bed is, I said, chintya beda beda tattva. So the oneness, it's right in this sentence. There's a chintya beda beda tattva siddhanta right here. Adi Lila 1.5. Ek man, deha bed. Beda means two. Chaitanyakyam prakatam, aduna. So he said they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. It's not exactly correct, but then he says, how do they unite? They united, he says, I bow down to Krishna, who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion. So the unification is that Krishna is Krishna Sarupam, but he took the Kanti, he became golden, not blue, and he took the Bhav. Instead of being Rasaraj, now he is Mahabhav. So he's Rasaraj Mahabhav. He's still Rasaraj because he's Krishna. But now he has mixed that with the Bhav of Radharani. Then in 1.6 he says, Shiradaya Pranaya Mahima. These are the three reasons why Krishna took the form of Lord Chaitanya. I want to understand, Krishna said, I want to understand Shirada, Pranaya, Mahima. What is the Mahima? What is the grandeur, greatness, and glories of Radharani's Pranaya? Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. So Pranaya is a very intense state of prana, means your life breath. You know, you are my very life, you are my very life of my life. So to understand the greatness of Radharani's Pranaya, And then, Adbhuta Madhurima Kidusha Madhya. He wanted to understand the wonderful qualities in him, Adbhuta Madhuri. What is Adbhuta Madhuri? What is that amazing sweetness in me that Radharani is relishing? And then he says, she alone relishes through her love. And what is the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of Krishna's love? So then he became Sokyam Chamad Anubhav. What is that mud Anubhav? Anubhav means the experience. What is her experience of that happiness of the Adbhuta Madhurima Sokyam? So then he became Lord Chaitanya. So this is Krishna Sarupam. This is the key point. Radha Bhava Dyuti Sivalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam Adi Lila 115. Adi means one, and one, chapter 1, verse 5. Aptam Radhaya Dyuti Luster. He's adorned, Suvalitam. He's adorned with the luster, kanti, or the radiance of Radharani and the Bhav. So this is another misconception, popular misconception. So you're clear about this? Who gives Diksha? Many people will say many things, but you should always be guided by Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. Sometimes I come to see my Gurudev, and I saw this one sannyasi or Babaji was saying this, then my Gurudev, before I even finish what I'm supposed to say, he says, why are you going here and there? Hearing this and hearing that, you just change your mood, get disturbed, you get wrong mood or wrong idea, you just come here, I'll clear everything. It's like a big mall. If you go to a big mall, you buy everything, your clothes, your food, your shoes, your dog food, everything you need, whatever you want. Otherwise, you have to go to a little country store, a little mom-and-pop store here, and mom-papa store here, buy your shoes over here, and this side of town, buy your sweets, and over here. But in big mall, you get everything. So if you go to Guru, Vidyasagar, and Guru should be something, maybe not Vidyasagar, there's always a bigger Brahma. Brahma went to Dwarka, and he comes strolling into Dwarka, I'm Brahma, Chaturmukh Brahma. I'm in charge of four directions, north, east, south, and west. My four heads are looking everywhere. I've created all this. Ha. So he came there, and Daruka said, hey, Rocco, sit down. Wait. Kone. Kone. I'm a Adi Brahma. I'm Chaturmukh Brahma. Acha. Okay, so you wait. You sit. There's a bench here. You wait. I'll go see. So Daruka went to see Dwarkadish. He said, Prabhu, there's one rather odd-looking gentleman. One rather odd-looking gentleman has come to your darshan, for your darshan, and he's rather adamant about having darshan right away. And he said, why you said he's odd-looking? He said, everyone that comes to your darshan, Narada Muni, and different sages and rishis and devatas, they have one head. Indra comes sometimes, and Agni, but he has four. He has four heads. Acha. So you tell him, I'll see some rishis first and then I'll see him. So Krishna said, okay, now you call Brahmaji. So meantime, Krishna mentally thought, I want all the Brahmas from all the universes to come here right now in my assembly room, Siddharma assembly. So they all came. Eight heads, 16 heads, 32 heads, 64 heads, 128, 360, 400,000, 3,000. And Prabhupada says in the Krishna book, some Brahmas had 1 lakh of heads. 1 lakh of heads. So then Brahma, he walked in, ah, what am I seeing? And when he went to pay obeisances and bow his four heads at the feet of Dwarkadish, he saw simultaneously thousands of forms of Dwarkadish with Brahmas, all the Brahmas were offering their head at the feet of Krishna at the same time. And one Brahma had eight heads and 16, 32. And he said, my God, I'm nothing. He has four heads, he has eight heads, 16. He said, I feel like a fly among elephants. He felt like a fly among elephants. So taking this story from Dwarka Leela and applying it to gurus, there's a bari 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 guru. Then there's a chota chota guru. Then there's a small timer guru, a big timer. So when it comes, because guru's lakshana is his vidya, The main thing is his knowledge of Tattva Siddhanta. Because we can't measure his bhakti. We can measure his words. We can he's a Premi Bhakti. Every disciple, and he can think like that. That's okay. That's his subjective view. Within that area, he can think like that with his god brothers, god sisters. Oh, my guru Siddha. Every Babaji disciple. Oh, my guru Siddha. He's 90. He's Siddha. Oh, my guru Siddha. Okay, fine. But who will decide? What is the objective, definition of such a title? So the only thing we can measure, he knows a lot, but the quality of the bhakti, the quality of the devotion, the quality of the surrender, you can't see. You can meet ISKCON, they have 100 gurus. Who is big, who's small? There's no way to tell. So you have to somehow use your own, geometric, Google guidance system. Use your Google guidance system and see where your cards fall. Because you get with one guru and you say, oh, I remember I met so many people living 30 years in India. I was initiated by this guru and then he doesn't really know much, and I heard from this other guru, oh, he knows so much. I said, it's endless. You'll never find the end of it. You have to put your head at somebody's feet. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada once said, a servant of all is a servant of none. A servant of all is a servant of none. Now you say, why don't you surrender to the guru? No, I serve everyone. Why don't you serve Krishna? No, I serve everyone. This is just a bluff. You have to put, the servant has to put his head at the feet of one master. Otherwise, what is it? A Shiksha guru and Diksha guru, you can have Shiksha gurus. But I've seen somebody, they come, I was in this mission and they didn't have these higher teachings, but this other mission had these higher teachings, so I went there. So what is the actual progress? You left this guru and went to that guru. How have you changed? You just made a lot of waves by leaving one guru. Well, how much have you really gained? That has to be really seen. Probably, in most cases, very little has been actually accomplished other than the disturbance of moving here and there. That's why I was mentioning earlier about that whole list. I said, here, better when you go on a net, you look at so many girls before you pick out one, And people go on bharatmatrimonial.com and this one, that one, and whatever, they search. So at some point, then because no one can know it all, because Krishna is unlimited. So one guru may know some things, and guru knows another things. Like some people think, well, you know a lot, but I have teachers that teach me, and they know 10 times. Like my friend, it's no secret, his name is Advaita Das, and he lives in Holland. He has like a photographic memory. He translated all those books of Srila Natadas into English 30 years ago. He's a brilliant devotee and an amazing personality. So, it's like once Narada was always worshipping Brahma in the Bhagavatam. He's Brahma's God. He's a creator. I mean, he's a creator. God is the creator. So Narada's worshipping God. And one day Vishnu came to visit Brahma in Brahma Loka. And Vishnu and Brahma jumped off his seat. He jumped off his seat and offered, dandavats to Vishnu while he was still standing on Garuda. Narada, when he said, "Who's this guy?" Well, when he said Narada was small, Brahma's father. So I thought my daddy was a big daddy, I thought my daddy was bigger than everybody's daddy. Everyone else I saw had one head. My daddy has four heads, and he's a creator. And then he asked Brahma, I said, "Who is this?" He said, "This is my God. This is my Ishta. Who is it? It's Vishnu. Oh, you mean he's bigger than you? Yeah. He created me. But you're the creator. You create everything. Yeah, but who's the creator of the creator?" That's what often Gnostics and people that argue with devotees when they preach. Okay, well, you say Krishna created everything. Well, who created Krishna? And then what do we say? The buck stops there, Jack. That's the meaning of the absolute person, is there's nothing beyond. Asamurdva. Asam urdva, nothing asam. There's nothing evil to Krishna, nothing above Krishna. That's the meaning of the absolute truth, the absolute being. There's nothing before. No cause. It's self swaprakat. It's self manifested. It doesn't require anyone to manifest him or create him or whatever. So these are the points.